Do we have any reports from any task force work groups that have met? Okay, hearing none, I think that would be something that we really, that the task force should start again this year. We have been preoccupied with establishing the affiliate program, giving it a more solid base within the foundation, and so it really has taken away our efforts on some of the business of the work groups. And, it's unfortunate we have to be drawn in so many directions all the time. But I do feel that this year was good in that we did accomplish some things. We've certainly made the details of the affiliate program more obvious to the board, to the foundation board. And I think we've also accomplished something by getting the foundation to acknowledge that this area is also part of outreach. And so while we didn't, I didn't hear anybody offering to talk about the work groups, that's because a lot of us have been preoccupied. But I really do still feel that the same agenda items that we had for those work groups are important and will continue in the next year. Does anyone else have any comments about the work groups?
I have a question. This is Ursula.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit unclarity about what happened with the outreach thing. I know that there was no resolution yet about the salary issues. And it's not clear to me what that's still pending, I assume, on some level. But what I'm trying to understand is my job description changed, whether the salary changes or not? In other words, should I be seeing myself these days as an outreach coordinator as well as an affiliates director, or not?
That's a question for the PNB.
I don't know. I mean, something was voted on, and it's not clear to me established that I am that the outreach department was created, and the salary is optional, or whether the salary and the department are simultaneous.
Well, there are some matters of fact, and then there are the practices that are. And how that's being implemented, and they are differing, and so I can understand your confusion over it. And the reason is because the executive director who approved the new job description isn't here anymore. However, I do believe that the new executive director will need to take notice of that, because the previous executive director met with the HR director and created a new job description. So as far as I can tell, the supervisor of the coordinator has approved a job description that expanded the job duties and altered the title to include outreach director. Now, the board approved on two occasions the concept and then later the better definition of what we're calling the outreach department, and that language was used in a motion that was approved. Where the practice and implementation of this effort is different is in the acceptance of the budget change for the salary, where it is kind of caught in the national office budget, which is been postponed and is lost in the Finance Committee, has not been approved by the PNB, and is being objected to in public by the CFO, who says there's no money for any changes at the national office. So what we have is kind of a lack of leadership at this moment, because there's no executive director to officiate on this matter that the job description in fact has been changed, and that the salary adjustment was sent in an appropriate manner through the Finance Committee under a motion approved by the full board that directed the Finance Committee to incorporate that budget into the national office budget. So I understand your confusion, and unfortunately, as a PNB director, I don't have an answer for you at this time because we do not have the leadership at this time that has the detail information and can exert that to implement the changes that the PNB has directed. And I'm not really faulting the interim ED because I believe that there's a restriction on that.
So if the new executive director asks for my job description,
you give the new job description.
You have the one that was that Greg and Dominga
approved. Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure that there was one sent out. I thought I'll go back and look. But before they before they could come up with the salary adjustment, they had to have the job description.
That's right. And we attached that to the proposal that went before the
National
Board.
That's right. It was attached to that. So.
Right, but the job description isn't contingent on the salary.
No.
Right?
No.
Well, that,
and this is where some folks at Pacifica may not understand. Some folks in the national office may not realize that the executive director changed the job description of the coordinator and created a dual title position. It's the outreach. I can't remember the exact term.
Outreach and affiliates coordinator. And
yeah,
we recommended that a salary commensurate with the new job responsibilities be created, and that the salary level be evaluated by the ED, RIP, and the Human Resources Director at the time. And the three of those people got together, and they came up with a recommended increase for you of 20%. That went before the National Board and was referred to Finance. The next Finance Committee meeting, I'm looking at the calendar now, is on the 19th. Nicole starts this coming Monday, so she's got to be involved in that now. And the thing is that I would think that RIP is the chair of the task force. You should I move that the chair of the task force contact the new executive director in reference to the outstanding issues related to the outreach and affiliates coordinator, as well as the assistant position, the salary for the outreach and affiliates coordinator and the salary for the assistant coordinator position or administrative assistant position. And that this be discussed with the new executive director. Is that too confusing?
No. I understand what you mean.
Okay.
So, Teresa, move
that the affiliates
task force director chair.
That the affiliates task force chair do what?
Contact the
new executive director
mm-hmm.
prior to the Finance Committee meeting, which is dated on the 19th,
mm-hmm.
to discuss with her the outstanding issues regarding the affiliates, the outreach and affiliates coordinator's job salary increase, as well as the position of administrative assistant.
This is Sandra. Hello?
Hi, Sandra.
Yes.
Hey, this kind of ties in with the last Finance Committee meeting that we held, and the problem was that we did not have enough people to make quorum, so an informal meeting, and then somebody came on the call. We had enough people to make quorum, and when I brought up the subject of discussing Ursula and the salary and all of that, I was told that it was inappropriate to do it outside of executive session. And then somebody else left the call, and the meeting was adjourned. So the next meeting will be on the 19th, and I have made a request that we have an executive session to discuss this very topic.
Thank you.
But the motion on the floor is that prior to that Finance Committee meeting, the chair of the Affiliates Task Force will discuss this issue with the ED and bring the ED up to...
Yeah, to brief her.
Uh-huh.
Is that worded clearly enough for everybody, and especially for the person that has to follow up on this?
Yeah, it's I know what I have to do there.
Mm-hmm. So let me read this one more time. Hotman moved that the Affiliates Task Force Chair contact the new ED prior to the Finance Committee meeting to discuss the outstanding...
Finance Committee meeting on the 19th. So that gives them a week. It gives a rip of week.
11/19/07.
Yeah.
Okay, to discuss the outstanding issues regarding outreach and affiliate coordinator salary increase as well as the assistant position. Is it administrative assistant?
I believe that's the title, isn't it, Ursula? Is Ursula still on the call?
Yes.
That's the title, right? Administrative assistant?
Yes.
Okay. Are you taking discussion now? Are we discussing this now?
If there's a need for, yes, is there any discussion? We don't need a second, but I want to hear from any members in the call who want to comment on this. Go ahead.
Comment is go for it. Let's do it.
hearing no comments, is there any objection?
So you're committed to talking to her by the 18th, so she's set up for the 19th meeting.
Yeah, well, I don't have a phone number, but I do have access to an email.
Okay.
Well, and I'm assuming that she's going to start coming to the office part-time. I could be wrong.
Wasn't she supposed to start part-time on the 12th or something like that?
The 12th is Monday. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
The 12th is Monday. If she starts,
I'll put in a call.
Yeah,
I'll put in a call to the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I put that time frame in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be fine. I'm sure I'm going to need to email or something, but
yeah,
I'll put call in as well. That'll be fun to do. Okay. If there's no, I'm fine with that. So if there's no other comments about that, we can go to the next item. Okay, and I was away from the list here. Okay, so Finance Committee update. Didn't we kind of just talk about all that?
Yeah, that was it.
That was that. Okay, now we're on
Sandra
affiliate.
Sandra reported on the update.
Yeah, hi, Sandra.
Hi.
By the way. Okay, and next is affiliate election and liaison with affiliates. I have a comment on that item right off, and that was I was really working with an affiliate station manager to come on this year. He didn't want to do it, but he found someone on his station staff who would have been very good. But and even though I kind of like Greg Guma, it was right after he put that video out that was all over. And evidently they watched the video and then decided that they did not want to run with the affiliate seat on the board. So, I've lost that that lead. So I was trying to get someone on, and I've worked on it for months, but now it kind of fizzled out. So that's my report about this topic. But I think Dina and Ursula wanted this topic on the agenda, so would one of you want to speak to it first here?
Well, let me back up a little bit here.
Okay. All right.
From the beginning, the affiliate, directors have come on to the PNB really without any support from the entirety of the affiliates. They're coming on because they've been interested in Pacifica for a number of years, but the awesome task of coordinating and keeping 130 plus affiliates in touch with what's going on and back and forth, what are the needs from the individual stations to the affiliate director to present to the board or to present to this task force, all of that has been not part of the workings to date. And that's not a negative. It's just we're at the point now where we see that having more support would be really helpful. RIP has done an incredible job with the task force this year, but, and this is not a negative statement to you, RIP, I don't think you've been able to really spend a lot of time getting back to each and every affiliate station with the back and forth of what goes on at Pacifica. And the question is, how much should go back, and et cetera. So one of the things that we've been looking at is that there were three people who were interested in coming on as volunteers to the affiliate task force, really for a variety of reasons. One would be to assist the affiliate directors in collecting input from affiliates, communicating with the affiliates on the director's behalf. Another would be to provide feedback and doing research on what the affiliates want for the affiliate coordinators and task force. Another might be to help develop informational outreach ways, that things that we can bring to and from affiliate stations and Pacifica stations and LSBs and share back and forth. In other words, we're really moving into what I call, you know, a little bit more maturity than the first year out, when we didn't know what we were doing. And the last would be to encourage and increase greater contact and understanding between the affiliate stations and Pacifica stations and PNB to encourage network synergy and to broaden the Pacifica network reach and effectiveness. So it's all of that. And so that's really what the proposal is about. It's about maturing both the ability of the task force to be, and I think that's what you were asking when you said you really wanted to hear from affiliates, to be a part of what we're doing. That's just one small piece of it. But to really integrate the affiliates more into the Pacifica network and vice versa. And that that they really be of service in to a great extent to the affiliate coordinators so that there's a real synergy going back and forth. Not just so, and using RIP as such a fine example of someone who's done such outstanding work, and yet there's this whole backdrop of affiliates not being connected in some part to what's taking place, except at major reporting times like the NFCB or the GRC conferences.
This is Teresa.
Okay. Yeah, and I just want to comment.
I have a question on that in a minute.
Sure. I just say that I agree with what Dina says, and unfortunately I have to make a comment just very short, and then Teresa wants to speak, and that is there's actually two affiliates on the board, and I could have used some help in that regard. But it's true that we get caught up in the in all the different dramas that go on. There's a certain crisis management aspect to the board. And unfortunately, it does push aside a lot of the ongoing business, kind of the same way the drama over this adjustment and recognition of the affiliate program has been, you know, somewhat derailed and drained our energies from other kinds of progress that we could make. But I absolutely agree with you that I haven't understood what to report back, unfortunately, in some of the cases, just because I don't know whether affiliates care about the internal drama, and there's just so much of that. You know, I go for these meetings for 3 days, and then you listen to those recordings later of the three-day meeting of 35 people, and you wonder, what in the heck got done? You know, it's really something. But, okay, I'm editorializing. So, Teresa, go ahead. You're next.
Well, Rip, I think that you made a phenomenal difference. And I think that we are making headway. And I beg your patience with the organization. I think that there is always going to be a certain amount of, grandstanding and politics and such, but I think that this task force and our work is commendable. My question is, Dina, you made a lot of very good points. Was that just off the top of your head, or do you have something that you might want to send to me to put in the minutes on this?
I can send bulleted points. And this is a draft, and my sense was that I had originally said that I would personally work with the three affiliate volunteers, and we saw this in another way as a stepping stone for affiliates to understand not only the affiliate program and how it fits into the PNB, but also as a way of, working for a year to understand the whole network and then maybe stepping into the coordinator role, so that this would be like a stepping stone, so that, as Rip mentioned, you don't have someone who's looking at a video and going, there's no way I can get involved in that. Really, if it's a hands-on and they get the feel of it and they see the support within the task force and the priorities and really work step by step, I don't think it would be so overwhelming. But if you're on the outside looking in with no interim steps, it can be daunting.
As a secretary, I think somebody ought to make a motion or a resolution, and then we can discuss the specifics of that resolution.
Well, why don't we do this? I would be more than glad to send you a draft of these bullet points, and we could put it into tonight's meeting, because I've already stated it, and then next time everybody would have it because you'd send it out ahead of time, or mm-hmm. I can send it out ahead of time, mm-hmm. and then we would have something to discuss that everybody could be looking at rather than mm-hmm. point by point right now.
Yeah,
because it's also after 10 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time, and maybe it should be, one of the top three agenda items next time rather than at the end.
And so basically you're going to submit bullet points, and these will be procedures for us to improve communications with the affiliates and to smooth the process of affiliate director elections.
It's working with affiliate volunteers in a variety of ways to, encourage and increase greater contact and understanding between affiliate stations and Pacifica stations.
Okay.
And
well,
the title
of this item on the agenda was Affiliate Director Elections and Improving and Facilitating Communication. Well, whatever you want. I think it's a great idea that she send us the bullet points and that we put it on one of the top three items on the agenda for next meeting. But
okay.
Do we need to discuss any further the item that we said was going to be number seven? And I think it had something to do with the affiliate director election.
Yeah, I'm sure that we should probably go over that now, because by next month at the meeting of this task force, theoretically nominations need to be in, because they need to be in by the December PNB meeting,
mm-hmm.
so that there can be a vote. There's a vote to either have telephone interviews, or if there's not enough candidates, they'll just vote to have them show up in January at the meeting. So are there any comments about that? What I can say is that several notices have gone out, but I'm not necessarily going to know whether people are in the loop to be nominated.
Ursula, I spoke to Bear like a week ago, but I wasn't talking to her specifically about whether or not she's done outreach for a coordinator. Do you know where Christine and Bear are on this at the present time?
Well, Bear has a few candidates that she's thinking about approaching, and she told me she would approach them, and I knew of one on the East Coast that I said I would approach. Hers were West Coast people. So we agreed that we would both talk to those people. She may have done it already. She may not have. I haven't done it because I've been busy, but I will do it in the next few days. My other recommendation would be that, Rip, since you will be speaking with Nicole anyway, maybe speak with her and ask her whether she has taken any actions in that direction, because at the last board meeting, I heard, you know, through the grapevine, not from her directly, but from somebody else, that she had some thoughts on it as well. So it might be good to find out if, you know, with that.
Right. Well, I probably would have brought that up anyway, that's a reason that she invited me to contact her anyway. So
yeah.
That's a real, you know, other than the other reason, you know, I also have that reason to give her a call on Monday.
Yeah.
So that we can get that underway. Because she wanted to know whether there was going to be any, well, she wanted to help with the recruitment.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, Rip, that I would ask is, it would be really helpful for me to talk to you directly, because you've done so much work on the task force and on the board during your tenure, and I'd like to really sort of tape record the pros and cons as you see it. Maybe that would be part of the interview I'm going to do with you, which could help inform us of what might be possible in the future.
Okay. And when is that, Dina?
Well, I'll have to set that up with you.
Sure, okay.
I have a point to make. I don't know how this process worked in the past, but is it possible that when the affiliates talk about who they want to select for this board, that they consider time availability? Because, I mean, they're going to pick somebody that's not going to be available, as we've had experience with this year, then, you know, it's not going to be an effective, the position won't be effectively filled. So
correct.
Is that kind of issue addressed when they interview people for consideration for the being on this board?
Well, it certainly is with me, and I would say for the folks that I had been talking to, I actually appreciate their honesty of saying that, you know, they wouldn't be able to. Because, like you said, it's better to get someone really committed than someone who's just trying to do something because they think they owe you a favor or whatever, and then they don't really follow through. So it might be difficult, and we might get some no's along the way, but if, you know, we're more persistent, it's kind of not a good time of year. I wish I had a different time of year to contact everybody. This is a time
right.
when everybody feels busy, and you know.
This is Teresa. I want to get confirmation here. Dina Colbert moved to send a draft of bullet points to work with affiliate on working with affiliate volunteers, and requested that this item be on the top of the three items of the December agenda. There was no objection to that, right?
Right.
Okay. And then someone proposed that the chair is going to talk to recruitment and election process, and there's no
yep.
objection to that, right?
Okay.
Is there any other item, actually, any resolution on the floor that I'm missing?
No. And there's no requirement for any group to let us know that there is a nomination. So I guess, you know, we really don't have a further step except informally.
What's the deadline?
Well, the theory is that at the December PNB meeting, they determine, you know, the idea is they think they're going to get like 100 applications. and that they'll have to then somehow select, you know, which ones they want to bring to the first meeting. But if there's only a couple applications, then there really isn't a requirement. Well, I don't know how the deadline works because they've changed the bylaw structure. They're not following the original bylaws. So there is not really a specification about what happens except that they're seated at the January meeting. And the bylaws were never, the rule of order was never really formally addressed. And I don't think it was renewed this year anyway. So rule of order, I think, only exists for one time and then you have to do another one. And the rule of order is that they altered the date of the seating. So they're not violating bylaws. They're just changing the way that the timing of the seating. But no one ever addressed the adjustments that the bylaws, when they specify certain interviews that take place in February to March, you know, before the March meeting, well, where, you know, there hasn't been any formal process by the board. Last year, Dave kind of made up a process, and there were only two nominations, so there wasn't anything to do. But
do you think you could propose that rule of order be approved at the next meeting?
Well, what I'll do right now or a little bit later here is I'll write to Dave and suggest that, you know, don't we need to put something on the agenda to renew this thing? And then he'll write back and we'll get something on the board agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you for that.
Unless he, you know, and I'm saying I'll write to Dave because he may write back and say, well, no, under some Roberts page, whatever, that we don't have to do that. But, you know, I'll rely on his thoughts on that, if that's okay.
All right.
As far as your question about the next step, I guess we're still kind of talking it through because I don't think there is anything this task force can do about the nominations other than what we've just talked about, trying to get the ED involved. Ursula might send another notice out on one of the lists, or I can do that, to send another reminder that, you know, there's opportunities to be on the board. I mean, you know, I don't know. When I talk to people about it, say it doesn't, you know, there's a scandal, there's 1,200 people or something. There's going to be some scandals. You know, what do you expect? There's scandals at stations with 15. I mean, my own station, I've got these weird little personality scandals going on with different people. There's dramas in my office. They think I'm some kind of court or something. But the other part of that is that there's a $16 million organization, and every day there's people doing good work at these stations, at Pacifica stations. And all we get, you know, on the surface on these listservs on the internet and you know, now we're getting some headlines, you know, now and then in the tabloids, is the bad crap, you know. But every day there's somebody going to each of these five stations and doing good work, and that's got to be brought back out. And to be a representative on the board, I've lived in my short tenure on the board through some times when Pacifica has produced some really great programs. And that's what the affiliates want from Pacifica. Otherwise, we don't, you know, I mean, great, it's another, you know, station. But the fact that Pacifica has the resources, and when resource, I'm talking about people. You know, a lot of times maybe my words have been, you know, when I've said, oh, yeah, those resources, people are thinking like some tape recorders or money or whatever. But I'm meaning the people that are having the ideas to create the content. Well, that's what affiliates want. At least mine does, because I don't have those kind of resources. So I feel to my community, we're providing a service by bringing in ideas and creative concepts from folks from around the country to add to our stuff. And, you know, we promote our local stuff like crazy, but I think this stuff from outside is really important to my community.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think there could be a way to pitch this thing to people to say you could be a part of this progressive network. And, yeah, you got to put up with all this drama, but underlying it, there's this great thing. Look at AudioPort. I mean, the affiliate program and the people that work at Pacifica are the real, are the folks to get to know. That's what I would tell affiliates who want to be part of this group. You're going to want to know, well, you know Ursula. You're going to want to know Pete. You're going to want to know John. There's, you know, John's, you're going to want to know Otis. There's some of these
people. Who else is
people,
listening?
Yeah, who else is listening? Well, well, anyway, those guys, like, I could go to Seattle here tomorrow, and John's going to be there, John Elmella, because he's the guy doing tech work for Pacifica. And so he's at all these cool things going on. He was at the media conference in Memphis. And, you know, so here's a Pacifica employee who's producing the stuff that we're all in radio for. You know, it's really great. That's what he does. You know, okay, I go to AudioPort. Well, here's something that's invented by this guy, you know, who works at Pacifica. And he kind of got it together for us all. So there's the real strong points, you know, and then at each station, you have to talk about the programmers who are putting together all this great content. So anyway, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I guess I'm just saying that I wish more affiliates could get that side of it, and I guess I could make that pitch, like, if they, I'll just get the recording of this call, and because that's what's going to get some more affiliates involved. You know, maybe.
Well, you could put something out like a year-end report, like this is my experience.
Well, and I think that might make a report because enough over that term, you know, there. Yeah, I'll try to do that. I was already thinking about looking back through all of my stuff from the first meeting I was at to try to figure out what real programming and service has been accomplished in votes at the board since I've been there. So if I could kind of put that together to say, well, here's some things that happened at Pacifica over the last couple of years, and, you know, this is the kind of stuff you could be involved with.
If you're going to talk to the chair of the PNB, I would imagine that he could, off the top of his head, come up with some of those things.
That's true.
The way I'm documenting it for the minutes is the chair will discuss the rule of order with the PNB chair and will renew efforts to recruit for director position. In this $16 million organization, everyday people are doing such good work and producing amazingly good programs, there must be a way to convey advantages and fulfilling experience of serving as an affiliate director.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, yeah, I did get off on a rant, and everybody, it's really late on the East Coast, so if there's any more comment on this topic, you'll have to do it, and I'll quit. So who's next?
I think that's it.
We're ready to go to the next meeting, and that'll be next month.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything else that the other members of this task force need to do to recruit for affiliate director position? Positions, plural. Well, you're gonna get the rule of order, and we're gonna have a deadline. I just want to make sure that we don't miss that we get the require at least, you know, two candidates, capable candidates, before that deadline.
I think one thing that would be really good, and I will post this information. I think that people should contact Christine and Bear, and just thank them for what they're doing and ask them if there's anything they can do. Just as a courtesy to the people who are doing the work. And who knows, maybe...
Contact who?
Bear and...
Christine and Bear.
Christine
Ahern and Bear.
Yeah, Bear
and how do we know what they're doing? Because I don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're
doing outreach.
Yeah, they're doing another candidate.
Okay.
Every year, they're the ones that find the candidates.
Oh, so can you send us some contact information? So I have Christine's information, but I don't have Bear's.
Okay, yeah, I will. Bear is in
AMUD.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to put it out on the on the internet, so.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Okay.
But yeah, the only reason we have affiliate directors is because Bear and Christine every year pound the pavement looking for people.
I think the biggest comeuppance for Pacifica members, and I know that what's her name from Houston, who is on the committee but hasn't shown up more recently?
Wendy Shrell?
Who?
Are you talking about Wendy Shrell?
No.
Deborah.
No. Yes, Deb Shafto. When she went to GRC, she was dumbstruck to discover that, I mean, people really think that hundreds of affiliates are lined up for this job and that there's, you know, everybody's from the Pacifica board is trying to protect that there will be this deluge. And, in fact, you know, everybody's scrambling to find people. It's just the reverse.
Well, again, you know, it really does come to this thing. And, I mean, Dina, you don't see the stuff that I get in the email because a lot of stuff that we get is only sent to board. Although I would say that there are a lot more lists now. Maybe I'm just more aware of them. There were probably all these lists before when I first got on the board, but I wasn't on any of them, you know. But even on the PNB list, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth. Just among PNB.
Right.
I mean, you know, yards and yards of paper if you printed it all out. So people just don't want to deal with that. No.
Right.
And, you know, it's not that I like it either. But to me, I kind of understand group dynamics in a way that what baggage you get that goes along with it.
Right.
But even I'm overwhelmed by it. I mean, it's immense, the oddities that come up in a non-profit organization board meeting.
Well,
any other comments? I'm sorry, I wasn't going to talk anymore.
Well, if there is no objection, I'm putting in the minutes, task force members will acknowledge the dedicated and effective work of Christine Ahern and Bear in recruiting to the affiliate director position. And we're encouraging people to, if Ursula will send us the contact information, we will email them, and individually, several of us will thank them. No objection?
No objection, but I do want to bring up some kind of an agenda item for the next meeting, if I could. And I'm not sure what I'm asking for, but at least a quick discussion of whether we could somehow make an acknowledged list or plaque or something for the affiliate representatives that we've had over since the inception, just so we don't lose track of who has served and who hasn't.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
On the agenda item for next month that we briefly discuss some kind of listing or plaque or recognition of affiliate coordinators so we don't lose track over time.
Could that be a web page thing on the PacificaNetwork.org where there's a little...
However we want to do it, but I think that it should be done before we lose track
of
that.
Far. Right.
Could we maybe put a listing on PacificaNetwork.org of the affiliate directors and their terms?
I think we should discuss it next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so move to discuss.
Tracking and recognition.
Okay.
Of affiliate coordinators.
Directors,
yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chair, did you want to ask if there are any objections?
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that agenda item has been approved for the next meeting. Are there any other comments? Any other agenda items? Anything else? Interest in adjourning?
Motion to adjourn?
Aha.
Thank you, Sean.
Is there any discussion on that? Is there any objection?
I second it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good night,
okay,
everybody.
Well, thanks, everybody, for being on the call. It was fun.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.
First of all, don't forget to send me that synopsis.